Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
I'm Carolyn.
And I'm Nathaniel.
And you are joining us for a lesson about Maya Moore, reaching for the heights. Maya Moore is a basketball player who has found her way to success. There are different things in her life that have made her want to succeed. We're going to find out all about her over the next couple of days. But I do wonder, what makes you want to succeed in life? Nathaniel, what makes you want to succeed?
Well, there might be many different reasons, but one is results. It's not always the best reason, but it's not necessarily bad either. But you just want to see something happen. Sometimes it's good for you, sometimes it's good for others.
Results might make you want to succeed. What about you, Carolyn?
Well, I really like to make my parents proud. I want them to know how much I care about them and how thankful I am that they support me in what I do. But I also think a lot about God and His plan for me, and I want to make Him proud too.
All right, so maybe you want to make people or God proud. Sometimes what makes me want to succeed is watching others who are very focused and they have what they want. They succeeded. And I think they're a good example for me as well. So different things may make you want to succeed in life. We're going to find out all about Maya Moore. Let's get started in the first reading for the day.
Maya Moore, reaching for the heights. This amazing young basketball player is taking the game and her life to a new level. Success seems to find Maya Moore everywhere she goes. But life hasn't been a bed of roses for Maya and her biggest supporter, her mother. The path to success required a lot of hard work and sacrifice. More than teammates. Maya discovered her love of basketball in 1997 at the age of 8. That was the year the WNBA, Women's National Basketball Association, began holding games. The young girl watched WNBA star Cynthia Cooper play in the Olympics. Maya dreamed that she too could one day compete in the Olympics.
Hello, listeners. This is your Word Lady, Ellen. What is your dream? To be a doctor, an astronaut, or maybe even president? In this month's profile article, we'll learn about the importance of having a dream to strive for. But before we begin, let's take a look at our key words. Bed of roses. Bed of roses is an idiom. Life hasn't been a bed of roses for Anne and Tim since he became ill. Teammate. Teammate is a noun. Most of Todd's teammates are taller than him, but he is the fastest one on the basketball team. Association. Association is a noun. You should join the apartment owners association so that you can meet the other owners. Opportunity. Opportunity is a noun. You'll probably have better job opportunities if you attend that university. Your more information words are Olympics. Olympics is a noun. Downsize. Downsize is a verb. If you could do anything, what would it be? Think about that as we get started on our article.
Maya sounds like she has some very big dreams here. And at the top of our article, we see this amazing young basketball player is taking the game and her life to a new level. So there are a lot of changes in store for Maya. And let's get started at the beginning of our article. And we see success seems to find Maya Moore everywhere she goes. So she's a very successful person. Nathaniel, how does the article continue?
Well, the next sentence says, but life hasn't been a bed of roses for Maya and her biggest supporter, her mother. That's an interesting sentence. Life hasn't been a bed of roses. Whose life is a bed of roses?
Whose life is a bed of roses? I'm not sure. But a bed of roses, this is from our word bank. It's kind of a fun idiom, and it just means a life of ease, a bed of roses. If you can imagine a bed made of roses, it's not uncomfortable, and maybe it smells good. Everything seems fine about a bed of roses. So, Carolyn, is anybody's life a bed of roses?
Well, I think maybe sometimes we think that people with a lot of money or very powerful, influential, famous people might live on a bed of roses. They have things so easy that you could say that they live on a bed of roses.
Okay, so maybe they live on a bed of roses. How else might you use that phrase, though, Nathaniel?
Well, for some people, high school may seem like a bed of roses, but college is often much more difficult.
Or maybe for some people, high school was a bed of roses, but for other people, it was not a bed of roses. Everyone has a different life, and maybe what is difficult to you may be easy for someone else. It might be a bed of roses for someone else. Well, we continue with our lesson. We're talking about Maya Moore, and the path to success required a lot of hard work and sacrifice. So getting to the place where she was successful was not an easy path. So how does this lesson continue, Nathaniel?
Well, the next section has this heading, More Than Teammates. And I think that this is talking about Maya and her mother. But we want to talk about this word, teammates. Teammates, that's a word bank word for today. Teammates. Of course, a teammate is someone else that is on your team. For example, in basketball, there are five teammates playing together on the court.
Okay, so that's one kind of way where you would use this word teammate. But I think most sports or most team sports also have teammates. Even if you're playing tennis with another person on your team, you have one other teammate. How else might you use that word, Carolyn?
Well, you want to make sure that you work well with your teammates, and that includes at work or at school. Sometimes you get put onto a team to work on a project together, and you need to work with your teammates and get along.
So maybe it's not just in sports that you use this word. Actually, here at Studio Classroom, I think of Nathaniel and Carolyn as my teammates. We're on a team together teaching here at Studio Classroom. They're pretty good teammates.
Well, thank you. And we will continue with our article. We see Maya discovered her love of basketball in 1997 at the age of 8. So she was quite young when she discovered this love for basketball. And how did she discover this, Nathaniel?
Well, there was something important about that year. We see in the next sentence, that was the year the WNBA, Women's National Basketball Association, began holding games. Okay, there's a few things in this sentence I think that we want to talk about. And the first is another key word for today, associations. Women's National Basketball Association. An association is a group of people that are working together to do something. They have one goal. There are many different examples of this. What is one example, Carolyn?
Well, there are many different kinds of associations. You might have an association in your office. If you all work together and you have a common goal that you want to achieve, you could form an association at work. How else can you use this word, Gabe?
Well, I think of the word associated. If I am associated with somebody, that means maybe we have the same goal. Maybe we're part of the same group and we're trying to do the something similar. We have a similar goal. We are associated with each other in an association. So, Maya Moore, she was watching the WNBA, and this is when they began holding some games. And we do want to talk about another word in that sentence. It is the word hold. And I usually think of holding like carrying something, but Carolyn, what does it mean here?
Well, here it does not mean that you hold something in your hand. If you hold a game, then you have a game. Perhaps you start having games, start holding them. You have an event, usually. How else can you use this word, Nathaniel?
Well, maybe if you played sports when you were in high school or middle school, you might have had a party sometimes, and one family that has a player on the team might hold a party for the team in their house. It's also like providing a space for the party.
All right, well, that's one way you can hold an event. We continue by learning the young girl watched WNBA star Cynthia Cooper play in the Olympics, and Maya dreamed that she, too, could one day compete in the Olympics. We want to talk about that phrase there, one day. We're not just talking about a day in the past, are we, Nathaniel?
No. In this case, we're talking about a day in the future that is coming, that you hope for. For instance, people who succeed might often believe that they will one day do something important, and that drives them.
That's right. So one day means that sometime in the future, eventually this thing will happen. Perhaps one day man will go to the moon. Wait, we've already done that. So not to the moon, but perhaps to another planet. Well, now we're going to spend some time with Michelle in the language lab.
Hi, everyone. I'm Michelle. 第一个重点我们来看的是 Bed of Roses 这个成语。 Bed of roses, 铺满玫瑰的床, 意思就是称心如意的境遇。 例如, marriage isn't always a bed of roses. It takes patience and perseverance. 婚姻不都是称心如意的日子, 需要耐心跟坚持。 或者是, it is definitely no bed of roses to manage such a big staff. 要管理这么多的员工, 绝对不是轻松如意的。 继续我们看的是 association 这个名词 ，association 是指协会，例如 NBA 是指 National Basketball Association， 意思是指美国职篮联盟，或者是台湾观光协会叫做 Taiwan Visitors Association， 它的动词是 associate， A S S O C I A T E， 意思是指联合或者是指产生联系。 例如, people tend to associate entertainers with extravagant lifestyles. 人们常常将演艺人员跟奢华的生活方式联想在一起。
Are you a fan of basketball? Well, if you watch women's basketball, you probably have heard of Maya Moore. She's a very successful basketball player. And in reading this article, though we've just started it, we know that her mother is very important in her life. And the beginning of Maya's story is a girl with some dreams. In 1997, when she was 8 years old, she started to watch basketball and wanted to participate herself. Let's see how her story continues now.
Maya Moore, reaching for the heights. 3 years later, her mother, Catherine, was offered a better job in North Carolina. Catherine decided to make the move from Missouri because North Carolina provided greater basketball opportunities. Sadly, in under 2 months, the company downsized, and Catherine lost her job. She remembers, it was a bad, bad time. Maya says the difficulties brought them closer, and she praises her mom. She's more than a teammate. I know she's going to be on my side.
It sounds like Maya's mother is very supportive of her. And in the beginning of this section, we see 3 years later, her mother, Catherine, was offered a better job in North Carolina. And, well, she made a decision. Catherine decided to make the move from Missouri because North Carolina provided greater basketball opportunities. So it sounds like her mother really cared about Maya's success in basketball. Don't you think so, Nathaniel?
I think that she cared very much about that because she made her decision not only because of the job offer that she received, but also because of opportunities for her daughter in this new place. And we want to talk about this word opportunities. It is a word bank word today. Opportunities. It's like a chance to do something. An opportunity to do many different kinds of things, and sometimes they are new things. How could we use this sentence, Gabe?
Well, opportunities don't come every day. Big opportunities for success don't come all the time. So when they come, make sure you take the opportunity to do something about it. You can use that phrase, to take the opportunity to do something. You don't get a chance every day, so take the opportunity when it comes. Carolyn, how might you use that word?
Well, if you have the opportunity to study abroad, you should go for it. Learn something new about another culture, another country, maybe even another language. It's a really great opportunity.
And what kind of opportunities has your school given you? Or what kind of opportunities does your work give you? Hopefully you get to try some new things, whether you're still in school or if you're already working. All right, continuing on, it says, sadly, in under 2 months, the company downsized and Catherine lost her job. Okay, this is not good news. What does this word downsize mean, Gabe?
Well, when a company downsizes, that means they have to let go of some of their employees. So maybe there were a number of people working at the company, but then because of costs, because it cost too much money to keep everybody at the company, they had to maybe fire some people. So that's what it means to downsize. And I think maybe Maya's mother, Catherine, was one of the people that was let go from the company.
That's right, because she was probably one of the newest employees since she had just moved there. And we see she remembers it was a bad, bad time. So it was very difficult. It was not a bed of roses. They had just moved to North Carolina, and now her mother no longer has a job. Well, how does the article continue, Nathaniel?
Maya says the difficulties brought them closer, and she praises her mom. So even though they had some hard or tough experiences, they became closer through these experiences. It had some good results.
That's right. And we see that Maya says she's more than a teammate. I know she's going to be on my side. So it sounds like Maya is very thankful, actually, for these experiences. Even though it was a very hard time, they learned a lot from it, and they became much closer, even more than a teammate. So more than working together. What do you think, Gabe?
Well, I think that, just like Maya says, Catherine or her mom is on her side. I think she would say the same thing about herself. She is on her mom's side. They are good teammates. And she says these difficulties brought them closer together. This just makes me wonder what things in your life, maybe what difficulties, have brought you closer to the people around you. Nathaniel, Carolyn, can you think of anything like this? Maybe what difficult times have brought you closer to someone in your life?
Well, I know when I've had friends that have difficult experiences, you just try to spend time with them. You can't always do something that will help them directly, but just spending time with them can bring you closer together.
That's right. It's very important to talk to people when they are having a hard time, when they are going through these difficulties. Sometimes just being able to listen to what they have to say can be a very big help.
I think so, too. And sometimes there are conflicts. Maybe you get into a big argument about something. But when you work through it, you realize that your relationship is better. You are closer with that person. Well, I'm not sure all the details of Maya's relationship with her mom, but many difficulties have brought them closer together. Right now, it's time for us to continue learning something with Steve and Ken in the InfoCloud. And then we'll enjoy a review skit followed by Michelle in the Language Lab.
For the people you care about, there are many ways to express unity and support. In today's lesson, Maya Moore says she knows her mother is on her side.
Okay, you can show support of someone by saying to them, "I'm on your side." Now, another phrase that indicates a slightly higher level of commitment and devotion is, "I'm in your corner."
It actually comes from the sport of boxing, and it means you will stand by and support someone, even to the point of fighting for them.
That's right. Now next, the even more loyal expression of support, "I got your back."
"I got your back." Assure someone you will act as his or her second set of eyes to make sure they're safe. You'll be watching what's behind them while they're looking forward.
And that you'll do whatever is necessary to help your friend through a tough time. I got your back is a phrase that most likely came from the battlefront, where soldiers guard and protect one another as a matter of life and death.
It's kind of like, I've got you covered, another good expression to assure someone you'll be there to help any way you can.
Right. If your friend forgets to bring his wallet at a restaurant, you can tell him, I've got you covered.
Ah, what reassuring words. 在今天的课文，我们看到 Maya 说她妈妈一定会 be on my side,站在我这一边，也就是支持我的意思。若是要表示支持拥护某人，我们也可以说 I'm in your corner, 我是站在你的角落。这句话呢来自拳击赛，意思就是我们有共同的敌人，我愿意帮助你击败他。另外还有 I got your back, 这是比较口语的讲法，字面上是我会帮你注意背后，意思就是我会掩护你，帮你做后盾。最后呢还有 I've got you covered, 就是我会罩你，会支持你的意思。这就是今天的 Info Cloud, 我们下次云端见。
Yeah, 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 go, go, go!
What are you doing?
I'm reaching for new heights.
What heights?
I want to take basketball to a new level, just like Maya Moore.
Oh, yeah, Maya Moore. She is a great player for a girl.
Hey, I think she plays better than you.
That's true.
In 1997, she discovered her love of basketball. She was only 8 years old.
Hey, that was the same year women's NBA started holding games.
Yeah, Maya watched Cynthia Cooper play in the Olympics.And she dreamed about competing in the Olympics, too.
Huh. That's a really big dream for a little girl.
Yeah. A few years later, Maya's mother was offered a job in North Carolina.
That state provides a lot of basketball opportunities.
Yeah. And so they moved there. But less than 2 months later, Maya's mother lost her job.
Oh, no. That's sad.
Yeah, it was a bad, bad time for the family.
Oh.
But their difficulties brought them closer together.
Maya and her mom are just like teammates.
Yeah, Maya has someone by her side.
Now I know why you want to be like Maya Moore.
Yeah, more like Maya. More like Maya Moore.
OK, 接下来我们看的是 opportunity 这个名词。Opportunity 是指机会。它和 chance, C-H-A-N-C, 不太一样的地方是 chance 可能是指好事或者是不好的事发生的机会。但是 opportunity 大多是指好的机会。例如This homestay program gives students opportunities to study abroad. 这个寄宿家庭的计划让学生有机会到国外去读书。最后我们看的是 downsize 这个动词。Down 是指往下 ,size 是指大小。所以 downsize 是指减少、缩编或者是缩小规模。例如 the company's stock price dropped 5% when the president announced the decision to downsize. 这家公司的老板一宣布要缩编，股价就掉了 5%。或者是 once their children leave home, many couples downsize from a big house to something smaller. 当小孩离家之后，许多的夫妻从大的房子搬到比较小一点的住处。And let's see what our teachers are up to.
Today we've learned about Maya Moore and her mother and how they are more than teammates and the amount of support that her mother has shown for her daughter's success in basketball. And it makes me think of the people who support me and the decisions I make, like my own mother. Gabe, do you have anyone who supports you this way?
Well, yeah, actually, both my parents are pretty good, at supporting me in what I want to do.I also think my little sister is a good support as well. There are a couple of friends in my life who have really told me, you should really follow this dream. You should do this, Gabe, because you're good at this. They've shown me they support me as well. What about you, Nathaniel?
My family have been great supporters, and I've also had some very encouraging professors in college that have helped me along and fought for me, too.
Great. Well, I hope that you will join us again tomorrow at Studio Classroom as we continue learning about Maya more.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
The Adventures of Tom Sawyer by Mark Twain.
You're right, Becky. We must start back.
They started along a passage and went in silence for a long way, looking into each opening. But all the openings were strange. Every time Tom examined a new passage, Becky watched his face, hoping to see him show that he knew it. And he always said,
"Oh, it's all right. This isn't the one. But we'll come to it. Don't worry, Becky."
At last, Tom had to tell her that he couldn't find the way forward or back.
"Tom, Tom, we're lost. We're lost. We'll never, never get out of this terrible place. Oh, why did we ever leave the others?"
After a time, Tom took Becky's candle and blew it out. No words were needed. Becky understood. They had to save their candles. She knew that Tom had a whole candle and 3 or 4 pieces in his pocket, but they had to use them carefully. She began to lose all hope. At last, Becky couldn't go any farther. She sat down. Tom sat with her, and they talked about home and the friends there and the comfortable beds and, most of all, the light. After a time, Becky fell asleep. When she woke, Tom said,
"I'm glad you slept, Becky. You'll feel rested now, and we'll find the way out."